goal of life. The true course of life leads to happiness. The terminus of life is infinite happiness. You can never rest content until you reach that state of infinite bliss. Bliss lies in your inner self. You must dwell deep into your personality layers and discover the self within. Even as you progress on the path of self-realization, you gain commensurate freedom, peace, and happiness. It is the truth. Let the world know the secret of right living, and people evolve by instilling this truth in their lives. The real source of happiness lies within. Yet people clamor for the outward glamour of the world, outward splendor and grandeur have no joy inherent in them. The wealth of the world cannot give you happiness. Nations the world over are chasing riches with the hope of finding happiness, and human efforts whirl around acquiring, hoarding, indulging in material wealth. What a colossal blunder. Here is an extract from Swami Ramatirtha's lecture delivered in the United States of America on December 13th, 1902. There was a time when India possessed probably more riches than all Europe possesses at this time. There was a time when India had more jewels and diamonds, more pearls and rubies than all America has today. India had had her day in material prosperity. Nations after nations overran India from time to time. Greece became rich at the cost of India. Persia became rich at the cost of India. Afghanistan became rich at the cost of India. And at this day, England is amassing fortunes at the cost of India. India was once really the land of gold and diamonds. We do not repent at that. We are not sorry at the present backwardness in material prosperity of India. We know that there is a law, a divine law, a law of our own nature, which is ruling affairs, which is bringing about everything. The divine hand which directs and leads our affairs, we know. And knowing that, we do not pine at material backwardness. We understand the law of nature. These things, these material objects of prosperity, all these were tried, experimented, weighed in the balance by Indians and found wanting. America is very young today. So is Europe very young. They are trying these experiments at this time. All these material things are looked upon by Indians as simply a drop of spray, nothing else. There are no factors in your happiness. They cannot make you truly happy. Never, never. Iron and gold are good for buying iron and gold. That is all. Happiness is not of the same kind as these material objects are. It cannot be purchased. Happiness, true bliss, cannot be purchased by these things. The native home of happiness is your own self, Atman. Discover your real self. All your misery and wretchedness vanish. You gain the essence of happiness. You can never find happiness in the external objects of the world. Do not get duped by the senses. Do not search for happiness in perception, emotion, and thought. Instead, find the elysium of happiness within your own self. Leave the quarantine of your physical body. Rise above the superstitious enclave of your mind. Realize yourself from the prison house of your own intellect. Get liberated in self-consciousness. Happy is he who gains self-consciousness, God consciousness. A human being attains full stature on gaining self-consciousness. Only when rooted in his own self is he fully grown. But if his roots do not dig deep, if they rest in the superficial layers of his personality, his growth is stunted, he will not find true fulfillment in life. Such a person is akin to bonsai. Bonsai are miniaturized trees. Some of them may be 100 years old and yet remain a foot in height. The reason for remaining dwarfed is that their roots have been sheared periodically, prevented from penetrating deep into the soil. The same relation, the same law holds good for you. If you do not dive deep into yourself, you remain spiritually dwarfed. You do not grow into your full stature. Hence, the knowledge of the self becomes all important in life. At present, you do not know yourself. Your ignorance has to be dispelled. Ignorance manifests in three distinct phases: lack of information, lack of understanding, lack of experience. In the first phase of ignorance, you do not know the self. You are ignorant of your real self. You have first to be informed about it. To get to know it, you need to listen to spiritual masters or study the scriptures yourself. This is known as Shravana, which means listening. Shravana helps you to get over the first phase of ignorance. Having been informed of the self, the second phase of ignorance surfaces. It is the lack of understanding. You have heard about the self. You cannot say you do not know it. But then you may not understand it. This phase of ignorance cannot be removed by listening or studying anymore. The knowledge taken in can be understood, absorbed only through your own independent reflection. The process of reflecting, contemplating upon the knowledge received is manana. Manana means reflection. With independent reflection, you may understand the self, but the third and last phase of ignorance lingers. The lack of experience of yourself. The ultimate experience, realization of self, is gained through meditation, nididhyasana. You must maintain a constant awareness of the self. The fixation of thought upon the self to the exclusion of all other thought is meditation. With profound, sustained meditation, you gain the experience of yourself. You become the self. You attain the everlasting bliss of self. The craze the world over is meditation. People do not want to study or listen to lectures, much less wish to reflect or contemplate. They are averse to any form of effort, exertion. They want an easy way to divinity and look for shortcuts to godhood. This is a grave mistake. Do not fall a prey to it. You must methodically follow the procedure of Shravana, Manana, and Nididhyasana to get rid of your ignorance. You would then gain spiritual enlightenment, the ultimate goal of life.